From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. In Japan, authorities have expanded the evacuation zone from 10 to 20 kilometers around a nuclear power plant crippled by yesterday's massive earthquake. There's been an explosion there, raising fears of a meltdown. The International Atomic Energy Agency is calling for urgent information about the blast, as NPR's Louisa Lim reports this comes as the death toll hits 1,300.
Television pictures show a huge blast at the Fukushima Daiichi plant, 150 miles north of Tokyo. It blew away the building's outer walls, leaving plumes of white smoke pouring into the air and increasing fears of a nuclear disaster to add to Japan's troubles. Workers had been struggling to reduce pressure in the reactor's core. Before the blast, the government had confirmed radioactive leaks of cesium and iodine. A Nuclear and Industrial Safety Agency spokesman had told Bloomberg that nuclear fuel rods may be melting. The Japanese authorities have increased the evacuation zone around the plant to 12 miles. Local television is advising people in the area to stay inside, cover their mouths, and not drink any water. This comes as Japan wrestles with the aftermath of the massive natural disaster. Roads and villages have been washed away, and the true scale of the destruction is not yet known. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
Economic losses from the devastating earthquake in Japan will total tens of billions of dollars. And because earthquakes don't give much warning, NPR's Bellamy Palethorpe reports authorities say communities have to be prepared for the worst.
The scenes from Japan are dramatic. Devastated communities, buildings crushed, hundreds killed, and a powerful tsunami cascading through landscapes, scooping up boats and cars and destroying everything in its wake. Craig Fugate, administrator of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, says instructive scenes have played out around the world in recent years.
I mean, the lessons that you learn from this, from Haiti, from the Chilean earthquake, from Christchurch, and now Japan, is earthquakes don't come with a warning. And that's why being prepared is so critical.
He says California has seismic codes that are up to the best standards. And even there, Crescent City saw piers and docks destroyed by an 8-foot wave that hit the coast. Bellamy Palethorpe, NPR News, Seattle.
In Libya, forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi are showing strength. They're reported to have forced their rebel rivals from the key oil town of Ras Lanuf after days of sustained shelling. The Libyan crisis is on the agenda of a meeting of Arab League foreign ministers. They're meeting in Egypt today to consider the possibility of a no-fly zone being imposed over Libya. They're also talking about extending recognition to the rebels. In Iraq, police say gunmen have ambushed a group of Iraqi soldiers, killing seven of them. The ambush today took place on the outskirts of the northern city of Mosul. Mosul is Iraq's third largest city and a former al-Qaeda stronghold. This is NPR News. Crews are monitoring hotspots today in suburban Oklahoma City, where wind-driven grass fires have burned dozens of homes. Authorities say the fire has been contained, but in North Texas, they're still working to contain a fire in Jack County, where 9 homes are destroyed. The National Weather Service has issued a red flag fire warning for most of Oklahoma and Texas, as well as for parts of Colorado, Kansas, New Mexico, and Missouri. Officials from Maryland and Maine are keeping an eye on swollen rivers and creeks. They're worried about more flooding today. Earlier this week, high water forced hundreds from their homes. Talks between NFL owners and players on a new collective bargaining agreement have broken down. Players wasted no time and went right to court after decertifying the NFL Players Association. NPR's Tom Goldman reports the plaintiffs are some of the sport's biggest names.
Well, the players, after the union decertified, the players quickly did what decertification allowed them to do, which is file an antitrust lawsuit against the NFL. And some very prominent players are at the head of that lawsuit. Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, all very famous superstar quarterbacks. They are among the 9 total players who filed an antitrust lawsuit against the NFL to prevent a lockout.
The maneuvering comes after 16 days of negotiations with a federal mediator and months of on-again, off-again bargaining. The current contract expired at midnight. Daylight saving time is returning tonight. The change does not officially occur until 2 a.m. Sunday morning, but most people move their clocks forward an hour before going to bed. I'm Giles Snyder. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support